Good Monday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And lining up for a good program here today with Riley County Historical Museum. Joining us in studio today is Alana Parker, who is the Curator of Design at the museum. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us today. It's always wonderful to talk to you, but even better to see you. So it's so nice to actually be in here with you.
Yeah, we're glad to see you again. It's been a while, probably more than a year and a half, I guess.
Yes. So it's nice to be here. Thank you.
You bet. We have some friendly faces we get to talk to in the community, and it's been nice to see them more in person here recently.
You know what we're really hoping for? Is that we're able to see her in person more.
Yes.
That we don't have just like a one-time shot here.
Exactly.
You know, considering some of the direction and concerns things are going
yes.
with. So, I bet you guys are really documenting a lot of this COVID stuff.
We are, the best we can. And different artifacts, too. We've had some masks come in and, of course, washed before they're donated.
Oh, well, that's nice.
So we've started collecting.
What's your favorite mask that you've collected so far?
Oh, gosh. Trying to think of some of them just have kind of odd patterns on them. I think, maybe we have five or six of them. So I don't know if I have a favorite yet, but I'm waiting for that one with a funny joke on it or something to come through the door.
You know, I always thought that the best mask would be like black with the little red name tag that says, "Hello, my name is," and you write your name on it so you can, oh, yeah, that's who, I can tell. But I've never seen you without your smile.
Dave, I'm hoping you can make that happen. That would
you know,
be great.
I sent that idea off to a guy that prints things, you know, and I'm like going, this makes perfect sense. I can make $20 on this idea.
That or the ones that they're actually clear on the mouth.
Yeah, those are weird.
Yeah,
that just looks weird.
Well, and I always feel bad. Somebody came in with one of the face shields, and they came around the corner, and it kind of startled me a little bit when they've got that big face shield.
Have you been welding today?
Yeah. Right.
But yes, we have had some items come in, and Cheryl's been thoroughly documenting things that have been happening in the community and a timeline. So we are definitely interested in taking a look at that. Just as, you know, comparing it to the 1918 influenza pandemic, history is so important. Things we learn from it, and unfortunately, some things we don't learn from it. So it's always interesting.
Yep. And you guys have one of the most fun jobs here in town because you get to document that and also kind of give stories to those who maybe don't know the history of Riley County and the Manhattan area. And I was really excited for this show here today because we're going to learn about some of the names behind some of the schools here locally. And, you know, obviously with Oliver Brown Elementary opening up, there's been a lot in the news about that one and who Oliver Brown was as a person and the family. But there's a lot of names attached to our schools here.
Absolutely. And that we were talking earlier, it's hard to believe that August is here. School time is starting back up. We have been posting through the Riley County Historical Museum's Facebook page. If you're interested in learning about local schools, so the rural schools of Riley County, we're posting different photographs, interior, exterior schools, and some of that history there. So you can take a look at that. But absolutely, we've got between the elementary schools and the middle schools, some really great history connections. Even those who are nationally known individuals such as Susan B. Anthony, we've got a local connection with Susan B. Anthony right here in Manhattan. That's one of my favorite stories, too. So, and I also wanted to mention, and people might be familiar, two really great books that are available if you're interested in learning about local school history here in Riley County. 150 Years of Education in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm sure many know Mr. Doug Tippin. He is phenomenal, and we are so fortunate to get to work with him. But he worked on that book, and then there's The Rural Schools of Riley County by Jim Bogart, Roger Brannan, Doris Sederquist, Charles Sederquist, and again, Mr. Tippin. So really great history. We do have those available at the Riley County Historical Museum. Great resources.
All right.
So lots of information there, too.
Cool. Well, where should we start here today?
Well, we could start alphabetically. Do you want to do Amanda Arnold first?
That sounds good. I've been really wanting to learn about her, so that's good.
Wonderful, wonderful history associated with her. So many of us know that the Amanda Arnold School is located at 1435 Hudson Street. It actually opened in 1985, and the school was named for Miss Amanda Arnold, one of Manhattan's first paid teachers. So a little bit of Amanda's history. So Amanda was born in Cincinnati in 1837, and she came to the site that became the town of Manhattan in 1855 with her family. She actually came here on the Hartford Steamboat. She was one of those passengers aboard there with her family. So she was also one of the group of settlers dedicated to forming an anti-slavery community. So that group on the Hartford Steamboat, they were free staters, came here. And I think many are familiar with the story of the Hartford. The plan was to start a town named Manhattan. A little further west, closer to Junction City, didn't make it to Junction City, got stuck in New Boston, which became Manhattan. So she was part of that group, and she started teaching. So when she arrived here, she was 19 years old is when she started teaching, and she continued to teach for more than 35 years here in the community. And it's neat learning about her background. She actually felt a little insecure about her teaching being so young, and she didn't quite have her teaching certificate yet. So when they opened Bluemont Central College, she actually was one of the first enrolled at Bluemont Central College there at the corner of College and Claflin Avenue to earn her teaching certificate. So she did that and then continued teaching. So some of our first schools here were actually subscription schools, which a subscription school differs from the taxpaying funded schools that we think of today. They were more funded by the parents themselves. So they were in homes. For example, Miss Flora Moses, who we have as part of the Wolf House site complex. They're off of Juliet and Fremont. The Moses Cottage is one of those buildings there on the property, and that is where she taught her subscription school. It's an 1870 building and taught school there. So that's initially what Amanda Arnold did as well. And then she taught in the Avenue School and the Central School, which was located where Woodrow Wilson School is today. And then in 1880, some of these fun facts looking at teaching at the time. So in 1880, Amanda Arnold's salary for the school year was $450. And I need to do the inflation calculator where you can see what that would be the equivalent to today. But $450 for the school year. And then in 1884, she was so well sought, or she taught so well, and her talents were sought after, that she actually received a letter from the chairman of the Board of Education in Wichita asking her to come teach at Wichita schools. So for a short period of time, she actually went down to Wichita to teach, and then came back here to Manhattan. So really neat history associated with her. And one more thing I wanted to mention. So the arch that's on the north side of the building of the Riley County Courthouse, or in the Courthouse Plaza there, that is actually from, that is the archway from the Central School. And when that was dismantled in 1924, Judge Sam Kimball saved that archway to the entrance to the school as a memorial to Amanda Arnold. So when it was salvaged by him, it actually stood on the property of Castle Kimball, which I'm sure many in town are familiar where that beautiful home, that castle is there on Points Avenue. So it was located there on his property. And then in 1986, the archway was moved to the north side of the Riley County Courthouse in Courthouse Plaza as a memorial to Amanda Arnold and her service here to teaching in the community.
All right, and you said $450 in what year was it?
So that would have been in 1880 was her salary. Were you able to find it?
Yeah, let's see here. 1880, that would convert to $12,044 here today.
Oh, my. So you can see that was a
pretty low.
not a great salary. But, you know, that's the thing. You could tell in looking through the newspapers, for example, how valued she was and how dedicated she was to teaching. And you tell she's, and I think a lot of teachers, you don't, in our jobs, we don't do things for the money. We do it because we love what we do and we love helping students. And so that, I think that definitely shows with Amanda Arnold here. And we were talking earlier, there were a few newspaper articles. So Amanda Arnold School wasn't named Amanda Arnold until 1985, and we've had schools since then that were constructed. And it was interesting to learn. So in 1911, there were actually letters written to the editor of the newspaper. This was when they built Bluemont, what we know as Bluemont Elementary today. So one letter written, "You ask for a name for our new schoolhouse. Allow me to suggest a name. I have heard the names of Bluemont, also Park, suggested. Both of these have the following objections to. We have one Bluemont, so also the street by that name. And then the name I would suggest is one that has been connected with our school in the past, a long and faithful teacher. Name the new school the Amanda Arnold Schoolhouse. So even in 1911 here, they're trying to get that school named for Amanda Arnold. And she is actually buried in Sunset Cemetery, so you can go up and visit her there and pay your respects and learn a little bit more. Beautiful headstone there and learn a little bit more about Amanda Arnold.
All right. That's fascinating. Interesting getting to learn about her, and I did not realize her ties to education are that deep.
Yes, absolutely. And again, these were just a few examples in the paper here. But one was listed, this is 1921, first teacher in Manhattan. And though she wasn't, she was one of the first teachers, there were some early teachers, whether it was Eleanor Strong, I mentioned Miss Flora Moses, Mrs. C.E. Blood, some of those early teachers that had maybe two students in their classes. But she was one of the first paid teachers by the city. And in this article in particular, because this has been debated a little bit, but this is that 1921 article, it says she was paid by subscription $45 in gold for 3 months. So in gold.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting there. And it goes on, like I said, the newspapers are such a valuable resource. You can see how loved she was in the community. And these were just a few examples of articles written about her and what she did here for education.
Very cool. All right. Well, it's about 9:18. Let's take our first break, and we'll come back and learn some more history in the Manhattan schools. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.